Do you know when I started preparing this lesson, I started hearing so many songs, so many sermons on forgiveness. I walked into my office and Bob had Stop Divorce Radio with all music. And there was a group singing forgiveness. The name of the song is forgiveness. And I just laughed at the Lord and I said, okay, Lord, I know I'm on the right road and teaching the right lesson, because he wants you and I to be free and have victory in our Christian life, regardless of our circumstances. Do you have unforgiveness or a strained relationship with a child, a parent, a family member, an employer or an employee, or it could be someone who has hurt or wounded you, even at church? Do you know that if you're stuffing down all this unforgiveness in your heart, that you are in bondage physically, spiritually, and emotionally? What do people feel when you have unforgiveness in your heart regarding your spouse? They're usually battling anger, hatred, or rage. It's not easy to forgive people who are hurting you now, causing you pain, talking bad to you or about you to others, cursing you, or doing bad things to you and to your children. I'm not saying it's easy. The natural flesh, the carnal flesh, wants to speak ungodly words back to them and get even with them in regard to all their evil things they're doing, accusations and threats. But unforgiveness can consume your heart like a cancer. Beware, it can destroy you as a person. But as a Christian, you and I need to walk in forgiveness. Forgiveness is an act of your will, and it's contrary to the standards of this world. I know personally how you feel, because I chased my husband and the other person in a car for many miles, many years ago, when Bob wanted our children to just walk down the street to his mother's house to see him and the other person. I had been stuffing down all my emotions, my feelings, and unforgiveness, and that day, I could not handle any more pain or rejection. But that night, after that incident, the Lord had me look at my actions as a Christian, just starting to stand for my marriage, and we had a very serious heart-to-heart about forgiving my husband and the other person. That special night changed my life forever. That's what I want this to do to you today. I want you to be touched and changed by your Lord today, that you will always remember that you have truly forgiven your spouse and you're going to lay them at the Lord's feet. I was not going to allow the enemy to destroy me as a person, even after my divorce. Are you ready? Are you ready to love your enemies? Let me read what Jesus says in Luke chapter 6, verses 27 to 33. But I tell you who hear me, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. If someone strikes you on the cheek, turn to him the other also. If someone takes your cloak, do not stop him from taking your tunic. Give to everyone who asks you. And if anyone takes what belongs to you, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who are good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do that. Now let me read another scripture right after this in Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 to 14. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Well, how are you doing? Verse 13 says, bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you, and over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. I know people are going to say, they're your enemy. But Jesus said, love your enemies. And then Jesus tells us how we're to love people. I want to tell you, the Lord took me down this road before he's taken you down this road. And that's why I can teach you, because I've been there. I've had to forgive and forgive and forgive for years. I've been doing it ever since I started standing. And I could take you through all my daily trials and tribulations, but it's not necessary. The truth is, you and I need to forgive others. And we cannot list all the reasons why we shouldn't. We need to take the scriptures and apply it to our lives and say, Lord, I'm going to do what you tell me to do. As you stand for the healing of your marriage, there are many principles in the Bible that you need to learn and apply to your life and put action to it. How can I do this? You will be able to do this all through the power of the Holy Spirit. He will empower you to be able to do this. One of the most important truths and principles we can learn as Christians is the power of the Holy Spirit and the forgiveness that can set ourselves and others free. When we forgive others, it's a level of release and freedom that comes into our lives that cannot come any other way. When I started forgiving Bob, I had such a load, such a burden, such a freedom in my own heart, in my own life. I cannot tell you, but I hope you will tell us how it's affected you. Write us or email us and tell us how this has changed your life. We need to put this on the internet. We need to proclaim it on the radio that there is freedom in forgiveness. Now, let me share an acronym. If you know Charlene very well, you know I love acronyms. So we're going to write the word forgive, vertical. And we're going to write F for forgive, O for others, R for releasing them, to G, God, for him to, I intervene, V, there's victory in your life. E, every day. You need to forgive others, your spouse, and release them to God, for him to intervene, for him to deal with them. And you can receive victory in your life. E, every day. Oh, I hope you will write this acronym down so you will remember how you're going to be able to forgive. F for forgive, O for others, R, you release them to God, G for God, I for God to intervene so you can have the victory in your life, E, every day. Every day you can walk in victory. Many people may not believe in forgiveness because they hurt so much from circumstances that people are doing to them right now or they've done to them in the past. I want you to start today asking the Lord if there's anyone you have not forgiven. And I keep saying this to you over and over throughout this teaching because I'm asking you to seek the Lord and keep saying, Lord, is there anybody? Is there anybody? Reveal it to me, Lord. I want to have freedom in my life. And it can be for a recent act, or it could be things that were done to you as a child. I had the Lord remind me to forgive people who wounded me and hurt and made fun of me when I was 5 years old because they called me names because I had an illness. Now, that's in Charlene's testimony teaching, and I don't have time to teach you that, but the Lord took me back to remind me of my pain and suffering when I was sick. And they kept calling me, you've got cooties, you've got cooties. And didn't want to be around me, didn't want to touch me, didn't want to be friends with me. I was rejected as a child, not by my parents, but by my friends, by people, by kids who can be very nasty. You may have been harboring that. I was harboring it. It's unforgiveness in my heart that I didn't even know about. But it was blocking my relationship. It was blocking me being able to love my husband totally. So pray and ask the Lord to reveal to you who you need to forgive, that you are still holding grudges or you're battling anger, hatred, or bitterness when you think about him. You may think it's justified. It doesn't matter. It matters that you forgive them, even if they are your enemy, because Jesus says, forgive your enemies.